We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, let's get started. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in Las Vegas, and the South Point Streaming Network at the YouTube, South Point Streaming Network, I should say, at YouTube. We welcome you to the show, and of course, all the folks listening to us here in town, running around town on a beautiful morning. At our anchor radio station, Sports Talk, 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. Our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone covered by your apps. Get the YouTube app so you can hear us and see us. And, of course, the KSHP app. You can listen to us through the radio station, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. And even those of you who can get us off your gold tooth filling, good morning. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas show. I'm sure we got some other platforms out there I don't even know about. But anyhow, I want to welcome everybody individually to the Race Day Show on this Black Eyed Susan's Day, the day before the Preakness. It's getting really fun now, isn't it? We've got a great racing card at Pimlico Racecourse. 14 races today at Pimlico, highlighted by the Black Eyed Susan. However, there will be five other stakes races on the card today. We're going to go over a few of those. with our man Jonathan Hardoon a little bit later on. I want to remind everybody right now about the weather. The weather is the main handicapping tool yet to be determined. As far as today in Baltimore, Maryland, they say it feels like 76 degrees. It's going to get up to 85 degrees today. Overnight, it'll be 70 degrees. Showers are in the vicinity, they say. The showers are in the vicinity. But they don't say it's raining exactly at Baltimore. We've got a big cell that's going just below it, and then another big cell that's going over it as it moves from the west to the east. So we'll wait and see about that. They say the thunderstorms in the area should end around 10:15 a.m., so it should be right about now, 10:15, of course, Eastern time. Right about now, maybe they will be ending. Now, as far as what they have as predicting the conditions of the racetrack, believe it or not, they believe the racetrack will be fast by the time they start the races today at Pimlico. The turf course will be labeled good. And again, that is posted by Pimlico Racecourse, and that's the way it is for today. What about tomorrow, you ask? Come on, Ralph. Tomorrow's Preakness Day. What about tomorrow? Well, tomorrow, they expect it to be just partly clouded after the scattered thunderstorms move through the area today. They say about 35 to 37% chance left of rain in the area in Baltimore. Although the cloud cover that I'm getting right now on the GPS is moving over and below Baltimore. So we'll wait and see about that. Maybe Mother Nature, after all, is a racing fan. But after those scattered thunderstorms are out of the way for tomorrow, as we know, overnight, we're going to start off the morning at 67 degrees. It's going to get up to 90 degrees. This is 90 degrees Eastern weather, not 90 degrees here in the dry desert, but it's going to be 90 degrees there. So you know it's going to be humid. They say partly cloudy, and then it's going to burn off, and we'll get some sunshine tomorrow for Preakness Stakes. And only an 18% chance of any precipitation in the area tomorrow. So let's hope that Mother Nature continues to be a racing fan for today and tomorrow. Two big days of racing at Pimlico Racecourse. All right, so that's the weather conditions right now. And it looks like the weather is going to break for us at the Preakness Stakes for tomorrow and today's Black Eyed Susan. Now, as far as any of the scratches today for Pimlico Racecourse, I just want to go over them quickly for you because the first post time is 8:30. That is a half an hour after we're off the air today. So at 8:30 will be the first post time for the first race of the 14 today. In that first race, scratch the 2 in the chase. The 2, big 20-to-1 shot, but the 2 is out of the first race. You'll go to the third race. The third race, scratch number 7, Armando R. The 7 horse is out of the third. Then we move all the way to the sixth race. You got a couple of scratches in the sixth race. Scratch the 4, Noble John, and the 13, Stormy Flight. The 4 and 13 are out of the sixth race. And then we move to the eighth race. This will be the first of the 6 consecutive stakes races on the card. This will be the Allaire DuPont Distaff at 1 1/8. Scratch, a big scratch here, number 8, Sudden Wish. Number 8, Sudden Switch, I should say. Sudden Switch, the 8 horses out of the Allaire DuPont Distaff. That's the 8th race on the card. The 9th race will be the Hilltop Stakes. That is clear right now with 9 going. The 10th race will be the Miss Preakness Stakes for 3-year-old fillies at 6 furlongs. In this race, scratch number 9, Long Neck Paula. The 9, Long Neck Paula, is scratched. We're expecting number 12, Vodka with the Twist, to also be scratched in this race. That was the horse from the West Coast that Mike Smith was supposed to ride. As John Lindo indicated to us yesterday, that he believes the 12, Vodka with the Twist, will be scratched, not officially yet, but in that race, the 12 horse there. Then we go to the 11th race, the Very One Stakes. In the Very One, scratch number 3, Pleasant Embrace. Number 3, Pleasant Embrace. And if you'll notice, the 3, Pleasant Embrace, is the 7-5 morning line favorite in this race. So a big scratch in the 11th race, the Very One, scratch the 3, Pleasant Embrace, out of that race. Also scratch the 10, Mudslide. The 10, Mudslide, is also out. You had 14 entered in the race, which means there are still 12 to go in the Very One at 5 furlongs on the turf. The 12th race is the Pimlico Special. In this race, scratch the 7, Paranese. This was the 6-5 favorite on the morning line there. That scratch came yesterday, so we already talked about that. The Seven Pyrenees is out of the Pimlico Special. That's the 12th race on the card. As far as the 13th race, the centerpiece of the day, the Black Eyed Susan, there are no late scratches to report yet in the Black Eyed Susan. Nine fillies are set to go in that race. And, of course, the 14th and final race, there are no scratches as well. So that's the latest from Pimlico Racecourse. Track is going to be labeled fast, they say. The turf course, good. And, you know, let's get those showers that are missing Baltimore right now to continue to miss at Baltimore. All right? And so we'll wait on that as far as that's concerned. And also want to remind everybody out there that we have a carryover in the pick six today at Santa Anita, left over from Sunday. There's a $94,783 carryover in the pick six, left over from Saturday at Santa Anita later on today. And we have our handicappers set and ready to go, Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J. Other late news to be breaking, Pimlico. I want to discuss with John Lindo and even Jonathan Hardoon. Pimlico Racecourse is very tightly put in there in the Baltimore area. And so as that track configuration is, it's a unique track configuration. But when they run six furlong races at Pimlico, the starting gate is pushed right up to the back of the track. There's no more room behind it. And as a result of that, the starting gate is right on the six furlong pole. You don't have a run-up before they start triggering the timer. They'll almost go from a standstill start. When they open the gate, the timer is triggered. They don't have no run-up. As a result of that, when you're handicapping the six furlong races at Pimlico, you'll notice there might be a few slower times than usual versus other racetracks at six furlongs for the same horses that may be performing there. That's because of the starting gate position. Just wanted to give you that. Paco Lopez had three wins yesterday at Pimlico, so keep him in your sights. Finger Lakes has canceled their racing on Tuesday. This is coming up Tuesday. The reason is not the weather. It's because they don't have enough horses. They had lack of entries for Finger Lakes for Tuesday. They had to cancel the races there on Tuesday. And I can't wait to get Jonathan Hardoon on the show this morning. There are three lawmakers in Congress who have put up a new bill to replace HISA. They're introducing in Congress, this is called the Racehorse Health and Safety Act. It gives more power back to the local jurisdictions instead of the federal jurisdictions as HISA has it now. So there's a movement in Congress with all the other things that they're doing here in America, but there are three congressmen that are introducing a new bill called the Racehorse Health and Safety Act to give more power back to the local jurisdictions and to replace HISA. Can't wait until Jonathan gets started with that. California Horse Racing Board has finally put the kibosh on the racing at Fresno. They have denied Fresno racing dates for this year, so there will be no Northern California live racing this year in the state of California. It's all going to be centered on the South, all on the South racing. And as far as South racing is concerned, Del Mar announced they're going to have three new bets coming up on the Del Mar season coming up. Now, these are bets that have already been instituted at Santa Anita, so they're not fresh new bets, but they're new bets for Del Mar. That includes the 50-cent middle pick four that'll run over races four and to seven, the $3 pick three, which is the last three races on the card, the base bet will be $3, and the $5 late double. Now, these have already been instituted at Santa Anita, but Del Mar has not had them. They will have them for their upcoming meet. All right, enough on the news. We got to get started with, we got a lot to cover today on the show. So we're going to go to our first break. And when we come back, we'll get you your racing menu. And then off with handicapping Pimlico in the races today with Jonathan Hardoon. Also on the show again is Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J. And you can see the morning activities going on right now around the country. And all I can tell you is if you're at YouTube, start chatting away. Subscribe if you haven't. Subscription is free. Once you subscribe on the YouTube, the Race Day Las Vegas YouTube page, You can start chatting away, and they are chatting away today on this Friday. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Black Guy Susan Friday, and just taking a look at the conditions around the country. On all the most of the racing jurisdictions are going to be pretty good today. The racing is going to be pretty good. However, Aqueduct has taken two of their turf races off already. We'll get to that when we give you the menu. As far as temperatures are concerned, Miami is 86 degrees, New York 72, and cloudy. Chicago is a little bit of rain going on there. 87, though, is going to get up to 87 in Chicago. And, of course, in Southern California, 73 degrees to start the day out there at Santa Anita with sun shining. Here in Las Vegas, right now it's 70 degrees outside and beautiful today. It's absolutely a beautiful day here in Las Vegas today. 70, we're going to get up to 92, and these will be the parameters for the rest of the weekend in case you're going to jump in the car or get in the plane and come on up and enjoy Preakness weekend here with us here in Las Vegas. The weather conditions are going to be just pleasant all weekend long. Always fast, firm, and perfect, as you know, in the race book. Taking a look at what happened yesterday at Churchill Downs. Biggie, biggie, biggie at Churchill Downs. They took it down. Yes, they did. Here's how it went in the pick six. Third race was the first pick six race of the day. Came in and paid $9.34. Fourth race winner paid $12.02, trained by Grant Foster. Then the fifth race, Grant Foster wins two in a row. Trainer Grant Foster winning two in a row with the fifth race. Jose Ortiz aboard that winner, paying $5.52. So then he had a $14.84 winner. The seventh race, Jose Ortiz got his second win of the day for Joe Sharp, paying $11 even. And the eighth and final race, $26.24. I'm going to repeat the prices again. $9.34, $12.02, $5.54, $14.84, $11, and $26.24. Not really something that was a blockbuster overall over the six races. But yet the pick six went down. The winning pick six ticket paid $256,982.78. Top payoff in the nation yesterday at Churchill. The pick six went down yesterday under the Twin Spires. Belmont at Aqueduct. Bill Mott had a couple of wins. He started out in the first race with Jose Lascano paying $7.90. Came back in the fourth race with his man, Junior Alvarado, and paid $7.30. We want to thank our handicappers yesterday. Rich Ang came with the winner of the second race into Amore. Into Amore won for John Velasquez and Todd Pletcher, paying $7.60. And then later on in the fifth race, Jonathan Hardoon came with a winner for us in Laser Sharp. Flavian Pratt aboard Laser Sharp in the fifth, paying $6.10. So we want to thank Jonathan and Richie for a couple of winners yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. Javier Castellano had back-to-back wins. He won the sixth race for Tony Dutro at $5.50, came back in the seventh race for Mark Hennig, paying $6.10. That's just about the way it went yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. Okay, enough said there. Time to get started with our racing menu, and so we will begin our racing menu by reminding you, in case there's somebody out there that's just joining us for the first time, because you never know, The first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. These are Pacific time zone start times because we are in the Pacific time zone. And that's why we give you the Pacific time zone start time. So if you're in any other time zone, and we know you are around the world, adjust from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone, and then you'll get it right for you where you're at. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? We begin with Pimlico Racecourse. Pimlico Racecourse has a pick six jackpot carryover, $10,116. They got 14 races today, and they're beauties. Six stakes races in the roll. They'll roll out like this. The Allure DuPont, the Distaff will be the 8th. The Hilltop will be the 9th. The Miss Preakness will be the 10th. The Very One will be the 11th. The Pimlico Special will be the 12th. And the Black Eyed Susan, that's the main event for the three-year-old fillies, will be the 13th race. 14 races overall today at Pimlico. They have five different pick fives today at Pimlico. And just as many pick fours. First post time is 8:30, just a half hour after we get off the air. Pimlico's first post time is 8:30 this morning. Churchill Downs starts anew with their pick six jackpot. They have nine races today. Their first post time is at 9:45. But they do have a super high five carryover. That super high five carryover is $26,838. First post time, Churchill Downs, is at 9:45. And then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has nine races. And their pick six jackpot carryover, $74,143. First post time, 9:50 at Gulfstream Park. Woodbine has eight races. Woodbine's super high five jackpot carryover stands at $27,275. Eight races. First post time is at 10:05. Belmont at Aqueduct has a first post time of 10:10. They have changed the labeling of the track at Aqueduct. It's labeled good now. In fact, they're all labeled good. The main track's labeled good, and the turf courses are labeled good. The outer turf course will have race 6. The inner turf course will have race 8. The second race off the turf transferred to the main track at the new distance of 1.25 miles. And the ninth and final race will be off the outer turf course on the main track at the corresponding distance of 6 furlongs. And a first post time, again, at Belmont at Aqueduct is set at 10:10. Santa Anita. Santa Anita gets underway with a huge pick six carryover, and it's not a jackpot. It's a regular pick six carryover of $94,783. $94,783 for this Friday pick six carryover at Santa Anita. Nine races and a first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then we go to Penn National. They have seven races. Their first post time is 2:45. Evangeline Downs has nine races, and their first post time is at 3:30. Charlestown has eight races, with a first post time of 4 p.m. at Charlestown, where they have a pick six jackpot carryover of $11,464. And then we have the Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows is on the menu as well. Their first post time for eight races is set at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock at Prairie Meadows. All righty. That's it for today, Friday. A lot of action going on in Maryland, including those great crab cakes. But right now we go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. And all I can say, it's let's hope it's going to be a nice day out there at Pimlico. Can't believe they have the track. I looked at it twice, and they have it labeled on Equibase as fast. So I'm just going to go with that.
Well, what else could you do? I mean, I'm still waiting to see it. You would have thought you would have seen some horses jogging over the track on Twitter or something like they did yesterday. Mm-hmm. They showed journalism jogging, and that track was a total mess. So, you know, whatever.
You know,
today, hopefully it's all dried out.
Talking about journalism. Now, journalism was the second place finisher, obviously, in the Kentucky Derby. We know that. No Derby starter since 2019 has won the Preakness, okay? No Derby winner, which won't be the case this year because Sovereignty is not running, hasn't won that thing since Justify did it with the Triple Crown in 2018. There's been a 19-year run where 16 Derby starters, these are just the Derby starters, of which 8 Derby winners. Okay? No Derby, okay? Derby second horses, which journalism fits into, the second place finisher in the Derby. Since 2002, there's only been one horse that finished second in the Kentucky Derby, went on to win the Preakness. And that was Exaggerator in 2016. So there's a little bit of a stat working against him as far as this race.
How many horses that finished second, though, in the Derby came back and ran in the Preakness? That's a better question.
Well, 16. Well, there were 16 Derby starters, of those 16.
Yeah, my question was,
I understand. Okay. Of the 16 Derby starters, wherever they finished, 8 were winners from 16. So it's half of that. But to answer that question, I do not know.
Me neither. You did all this homework. I figured I would stump you, and I did. That's
well. Let's put it this way: whatever they were, there was only one horse. Now, maybe
that actually
won from being second. The point being that journalism. I mean, in my opinion, I like journalism in the Derby. I'm not getting off him now. I think he's hands above the rest that's in the field. Although this is a year when the 3-year-olds improve drastically from one race to the next. My position for the Preakness Stakes is I'm going to be playing Exactus and Trifectus King journalism. But those are just some of the stats that that may work for or against him. All I know is that they say he's looking great there at Pimlico.
Yeah, and all I know, Ralph, is listen, take nothing away from journalism. There's no question about it. He is the best horse in the race. If you're buying stock in any horse in tomorrow's Preakness, you'd be buying it in journalism. But that's not the question. The question is who's going to be the best horse tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And coming back in just 14 days, and I don't care what anyone says, that was a rough race. You know, he laid it on the line and he gave everything he got. If he's going to be able to come back in 14 days and repeat that effort, well, hats off to him and he deserves all the credit in the world. However, I think it's a much bigger feat than people are giving it, are really putting into it. That's a tough race. He came out of the Derby. You know one thing, he was squeezed to the max to win that race. He's going to have to repeat it. If he does, good for him. But there's no value in playing a horse at 3-5 that's coming back on 14 days after a tough race like that.
And I agree with everything you said, but I will put one little asterisk next to it, and that is the fact that Mike Maker is a trainer that will not be pressured. Mike McCarthy will not be pressured. Mike McCarthy will not be pressured by the Preakness.
The owners,
or the press or anybody else. And when he waited until the last minute to actually physically look at his horse flying back to take a look at his horse at Churchill before they made the decision, that gives me a sense of comfort that he knows how his horse is doing, etc., and he feels that he can do it. But they still got to
run. Well, obviously, he wouldn't be running him if he didn't think he could do it. But when it comes to the eighth pole tomorrow and all of a sudden it kicks in, the race from the Derby kicks in, well, let's see what happens at the end of the race. I don't know, Ralph. Listen, obviously, he has the right to win off the screen. He's that good. But it just as a general rule, I just find it hard to play these horses back off of big, big efforts with no rest.
And this is a tease for tomorrow because we'll get into it tomorrow. But now, in looking at what you just said and taking in consideration what you just said then, you're looking for a fresh horse to win the Preakness and not any other horse that ran in the Derby as well.
Right. And the same thing goes for the rail horse, the Baffert horse. He didn't run in the Derby, but he ran on that day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He ran on Derby day on the undercard. I don't want any part of that horse coming back on 2 weeks either. I mean, and not only that, this horse is now making his third start like in a very short period of time.
So. You're talking about the Baffert horse now?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, there's a tease for tomorrow, folks. I know we could spend a half an hour doing this, but I'm going to give you maybe a minute and a half to reflect on the on the HISA deal and the new bill that they're trying to pass.
Well, that's amazing that they actually got something through there. I mean, listen, HISA's budget is $77 million or whatever. Yes, they're doing some good work, but I think that the power should go back to the racetrack and to the states personally.
Now, you know, this is a bill that these congressmen are proposing. It's making its way through Congress now, et cetera. Yeah. You know the levels that they have to get.
It takes 10 years to get it through with all the nonsense that goes on in Washington. I mean, who are we fooling?
Yeah, but I just thought it was something that you would really like, that's for sure.
I do. I'm a big fan of it.
So anyhow, well, let's get started with taking a look at what's happening today, because we want to make money today. And we teased enough for tomorrow. Today's big race, of course, is the Black Eyed Susan. It's the 13th of 14 races on the card. It'll go about 2:45 our time here in Las Vegas. It's a 1.5 mile for three-year-old fillies. There's 9 fillies in the race. No scratches as of yet. And to be perfectly honest with you, this race looks a lot different than the Kentucky Oaks did. And as a result of it looking a lot different, this is a race that I believe you can make some money on, because I think it's wide open. I don't think anybody stands out.
Well, I think the three horse in here, Margie's Intention, she makes her first start for trainer Brad Cox. Brad Cox passed with the Oaks winner Good Cheer, so he's running this filly instead. The whole edge in the race to me, Ralph, is playing against the four, Running and Gunning, who's the 5-2 morning line favorite for Steve Asmussen. Off the figure, she's really slow, and I think she's a play against. I like number 3, Margie's Intention. She makes her first start for Brad Cox and first time Flavian Pratt.
I'm going to use Margie's Intention because of what you just said, and you know, giving credence to your handicapping. And certainly one of the horses, though, I'm going to use in the exotics that I thought might be a price is the rail horse, Liam in the Dust. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, well, she's fine. She's 6-1. Nothing wrong with her. Horses mm-hmm. like Reply have a chance. The Brittany Russell horse. Mm-hmm. She gets Irod Ortiz today from husband Sheldon Russell. Uh-huh. You know, and that's about it, I guess. An interesting bomb in there. If you're looking, Moon Cachet, way too big a price at 20-1. I would throw that horse in my tries and supers.
All right. Well, we'll give out some numbers to the folks out there. You like the 3, Margie's Intention. I like the 1, Liam and Thus, to get in the number. And you also give credence to the 7, Reply. And the big bomber that you're talking about is the 9 horse, Moon Cachet. So.
Under the 3, right, yeah. Under Margie's.
Yeah, and like I said, it's that type of race. It's a race that I think if you put it together, you can make some money on. Listen, there's a lot of other great stakes races on it. We're just going to touch upon a few of them. One of them is going to be the Miss Preakness for 3-year-old fillies at 6 furlongs. These are the 3-year-old filly sprinters that really don't want to go as far as the 1.5 mile in the Black Eyed Susan. You have 2 scratches in the race. Well, 1 scratch officially, the 9 horse, Long Neck Paula. But we believe that number 12, Vodka with a Twist, at 7-2 on the morning line with Mike Smith from the West Coast, will also be scratched in that race. And that race, again, with those 2 scratches, looks like a wide-open affair.
It does. I'm making a 3-horse exacta box in there, Ralph. Number 5, Family. She makes her first start for the Safi Joseph barn. Stunner from the Cox barn, who's improving with each start. And there's an interesting 15-1 shot in there. Number 7, Del Rey. Box 5, 6, 7 in today's Miss Preakness is the play for me.
Hello. And we've got an exacta box in the 10th, or maybe even a trifecta box. What the heck?
Of course.
And the number 5, 6, and 7, Family, Stunner, and Del Rey in the Miss Preakness at 6 furlongs on the main track. And again, that 6 furlongs, don't look at the time, because they start, the timer will flip as soon as the gate opens. There is no run-up at Pimlico for the 6-furlong races. All right, another race that I wanted to touch upon, of course, is the supporting feature of the day, and that is the Pimlico Special. At 1 3/16, this is the same distance that the Preakness Stakes. It's the 12th race on the card for 3-year-olds and up. Big scratch in this race was the 6-5 morning line favorite, Pyrenees. Pyrenees is out, so that leaves a field of 9. And I guess the next horse they'll get the favoritism will be Star of Wonder with Flavian Pratt.
Yeah, and deservedly so. He goes for his 3rd straight win. He's 4-5 lifetime. Pratt's ridden the horse 2 starts back when he won, and actually in his career debut. Hookups would be the 1, Phyla's Fog, and the 4, Awesome Aaron, 8/1-4.
I'll give you another horse to put in there. That's the 3 horse, Encino. Why I say that is because, you know, people have been looking at this horse as if he was going to run a big race for a long time, And maybe this is the spot where he jumps in and at least makes the exacta or the trifecta. He gets Irad Ortiz Jr. as well. So you like one and
eight over the one.
Right, the eight over the one and four. The eight over one and four.
I do like the other coxhorse in the race. That Encino is the other coxhorse. So there you go. Maybe they'll pull a Baffert and win with the longer one.
All right, so we'll go ahead and do the eight over one, 3-4. How about that?
There you go. Perfect.
So, all righty. And those are the three races we're going to touch upon today. And of course, my man, Jonathan Ardoon, has got a sheet for all the races, all 14 of them today. So if you want his opinion on the others, go get his sheet, that's for sure. And Jonathan, we'll take some winners from you today to piggyback right on that winner you gave us yesterday.
All right, let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the seventh race today. It's a mile on the main track, and I like the number three horse in here, Mama's Got a Gun. This is a four-year-old filly from the Linda Rice barn, Jose Lascano aboard to ride. Draw a line through her last race. She was breaking from the rail, going a mile, not a good situation, and she totally missed the break. She had all kinds of trouble. Today with a clean getaway, number three, Mama's Got a Gun, wins today, seventh race out at Belmont.
Boy, I remember that race. I mean, totally eliminated with the start that she got in that race. In the seventh race today, we're going to get our money back. In the seventh race today, number three, Mama's Got a Gun, the three horse in the seventh race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And I'm sure with a $94,000 carryover in the pick six at Santa Anita, you have a horse there.
I do, but it comes in the second race, so get everybody some pick six money. Number one, Novan in a Phobia, four-year-old gelding for the Bill McLean barn. This is an improving horse. He's getting better with each start. Orlando Ayoso aboard to ride 4-1 in the morning line. Number one, Nova in a Phobia. Pick five, pick three, pick four single in today's second race out at Santa Anita.
All right, we're going to get ourselves some pick six money because the pick six starts in the fourth race today with a nine race card. The pick six will start in the fourth race today at Santa Anita with that big multi-day carryover. And Jonathan's going to give us a little bankroll for that pick six in the second race with number one, Nova in a Phobia, the one horse in the second race at Santa Anita. Jonathan, I know you got a full sheet for Santa Anita, Belmont at Aqueduct, and at Pimlico today.
And Churchill, too.
Oh, and Churchill, too. Can't forget Churchill.
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralphie. Stay safe, be well, and we'll be doing Preakness Saturday tomorrow.
And, I'm sure you'll give us an update on that new bill trying to get through the Congress, too.
Thank you, Ralph.
See you, my man. Oh, I knew I would get Jonathan going on that one. And it is. They're trying to get that bill through in Congress, so we'll wait and see. All right, we got Jonathan there, and he's giving us his thoughts on the day. But we still have our other handicappers to go. Rich Eng will be coming up next. And then, of course, John and Jerry. Can't do without them. They'll be here later on. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Hey,
righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng, standing by with us. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, it's a big day on Pimlico Racecourse today, of course, setting up the bigger day tomorrow with the Preakness Stakes. But they've got, 14 races and a whole lot of stakes races today that include, of course, the centerpiece, the Black-Eyed Susan for the three-year-old fillies at a mile and one-eighth. And I'm sure that you didn't put a sheet together for that. You did one for the Preakness. I got to tell you, folks, this was like a book. I mean, you did a great job with going over each race.
Thank you.
On tomorrow. And you can get that extended sheet at theracedaylasvegas.com for tomorrow, Preakness Day. But I know you had to take a glance at this Black-Eyed Susan today.
You know what, Ralph? I took a look at the races at the Pimlico today, and to me, they were wide, wide open. I don't really have a pick in the Black-Eyed Susan. In all candor, I'm probably going to take a secondary look once we get off the air, but I'll be active in playing the horizontals.
Well, I know that your thought about it being a wide-open day of racing at Pimlico, most handicappers, including myself, do. And sometimes these are the best days for us to make some money, instead of having all those dead favorites win. Although on big days like today and tomorrow at those racetracks, the best of the best come out, and it's always nice to see the best in thoroughbred racing on the track and competing. Without any further ado, then, at Pimlico, we'll get right to your selection at Santa Anita, then.
Yeah, let's see if we can get a streak started. It was a nice winter yesterday with Into Amore going wire to wire and holding off the big favorite in the stretch run. So that was nice. If I can make an editorial comment, sure. The early pick five at Aqueduct yesterday, Ralph, I used my horse and I used Jonathan's horse, the 10, and I went all in the other three races. It only cost $31.50. The pick five paid almost $600.
Yeah, $559.50 to be exact, and that was a good play. When you the thing about horse racing is picking winners is only half of it. Managing your money is the other equation, and there's a little bit that goes into how you construct tickets when you're doing pick fours, pick fives, and pick sixes. Sometimes you'll make a decision to single a horse when you should have two in the race, et cetera, et cetera. But the way you did it, you took the two races on race day and singled them, and then when you alled out the rest of them, it didn't cost a lot of money, and it came back a big price. As a matter of fact, that was probably the biggest overlay of all of the pools as far as payoffs yesterday.
Yeah, two things. One is you have to be favorites, and even though the horses didn't pay that much to win, Ralph, the favorites kept losing leg after leg. And then with the races coming off the grass, I thought there might be a chance for some chaos. And as long as you can beat favorites in horizontal bets, you can get a lot of value growing leg by leg.
Well, let's keep parlaying. Let's keep the mojo going. I would imagine you're going to go to Santa Anita today with that big carryover in their pick six.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to put a ticket in now they got some bankroll. Uh-huh. Let's go to race number seven, Ralph. 6.5 furlongs on the turf. It's the straight, not down the hill. And a horse that I think is a kind of mispriced, but still should be a square price, is number four, Kiku Ride, 8-1 in the morning line. I really think this horse is going to be lower than that, but still, even if I can get 4 or 5-1 with Juan Hernandez riding for Craig Lewis, I still like this horse a lot to close. Broke maiden at a mile on the grass last time. Closed well at 6 furlongs on the grass the race before that. So obviously this horse loves the turf, will be finishing. And if I can get J.J. Hernandez at a square price, that's okay for me at Santa Anita the 4. Kiku Ride in the 7th.
All right, fourth race and number four in the 7th race. The 4 in the 7th race, Kiku Ride, in the 7th race today at Santa Anita. That's a part of all those late race-over-race bets. As a matter of fact, it's the fourth race in the pick six sequence. So in the 7th race, the 4, Kiku Ride. All right, well, thanks a lot, Rich, and we will talk to you tomorrow on Preakness Day. And don't forget, if you want a full tilt of what's going on tomorrow for the Preakness, check out Richie's big sheet at theracedaylasvegas.com website. And, of course, his picks for today at Santa Anita. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, we got John and Jerry standing by, so don't go away, and chat away as well.
¶¶ South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book, South Point Studio.
This is the best sports betting network.
I would argue it is a total mismatch.
There's value with underdog prices in series.
I would lean to the under here.
My numbers are saying I got to bet the Tigers.
Two-way action.
When in doubt, we juice that favorite, that extra nickel.
Sports by the book, South Point Studio.
Forget about it. The best.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, putting a cap on the Race Day Black Eyed Susan's Day show. Remember that we'll be back at our same time tomorrow for the big Preakness Day show as well. We now go out to Southern California where John Lendo is standing by. And, John, you know, you're going to get a full day of action because as soon as most of the races are over at Pimlico, you guys are going to be looking to a multi-day carryover in the Pick 6 at Santa Anita.
Yeah, there's $94,000 in that Santa Anita Pick 6. That goes as starts race 4 of a 9-race card. And, yeah, we start here in about a half hour at Pimlico, run through Santa Anita. So, a lot going on. We're mixing a little Churchill and Aqueduct, and it's a horse player holiday.
It's a fun, fun Friday, that's for sure. And it's just starting, too. Tomorrow's going to be a fun day as well. Black Eyed Susan, I know that you've got two Lindo reports today. One that features the last pick five at Pimlico, and they've got five pick fives today at Pimlico, but you covered the last pick five at Pimlico. And then separately, of course, you got a full sheet for Santa Anita, and they're both available here. The Lindo reports for today at Pimlico and Santa Anita available here in only one place in the gaming capital of the world, and it's here at the South Point, the Lindo report, and it's complimentary to you, free of charge. So come on out and enjoy the Lindo report here at the South Point Racebook. They give it to you free of charge because they love horse players here. Pimlico, it's going to be an interesting day of racing. I think it's going to be an interesting day of payoffs as well. Looking at the Black Eyed Susan, I'm sure you have a thought about it because that's the last in the pick five at Pimlico today.
Right, and that'll be my radio play at Pimlico. And you got to remember in these pick fives route, the reason I put one together, the takeout at Pimlico in the pick fives is just 12%. So it's a very player-friendly wager, 50 cent minimum. You're going to catch, you know, an overlay payoff with that 12% takeout. So let's go to race 13, the Black Eyed Susan. Number 8, Amarth, comes off a trip in the Ashland at Keeneland where they let La Cara walk on the front end. She got hung wide every step of the way, shuffled back, and she finished okay. She's going to like the mile and an eighth. There's a better pace scenario for her today. And I think we'll get all of that 4-1 morning line. So number 8, Amarth, race 13, the Black Eyed Susan at Pimlico.
All right. In the 13th race at Pimlico, the Black Eyed Susan, you like the 8, Amarth, the 8, Amarth in the 13th at Pimlico. All right. And, of course, you've got that suggested late pick 5 there as well. Going to Santa Anita today, well, the pick 6 will start in the 4th race, and it looks like a pick 6 that could be competitive.
Yeah, you know, the fields are still a little bit light, better field size tomorrow at Santa Anita. But, you know, again, there's an overlay in that pick 6 pool, so let's look at that. And I'm going to go to race number 7 for my radio play, Ralph, a single in that pick 6 sequence. Number 2, Tight Squeeze. I think this was a radio play in her debut. She sat in a lot of traffic and won by a very measured half length and did it impressively first time out. She's trained well since. I think there's a lot of upside here. She's better than the number that she got for winning that debut. 3-1 on the morning line. Hector Barris aboard number 2, Tight Squeeze, Race number 7, a Santa Anita pick 6 single for me.
And, of course, I got a Scirocco play now with Richie Ng coming in the same race. So in the 7th race, you like number 2, Tight Squeeze, for all of those reasons. The 2-horse Tight Squeeze, Hector Barrios aboard. And it's on the turf, folks. We know what Barrios does on the turf. So in the 7th race, the 2-horse Tiger Tight Squeeze, Tight Squeeze, the 2. Richie came with the 4-horse, Kiku Ride in the same race. So I've got a 2-4-4-2 exacta box as a Scirocco play for me. But in the 7th race, you like the 2. Don't forget, John, that he has all of the, he has a suggested late pick 4 on the sheet as well at Santa Anita. Quick update on jocks and trainers. We'll let you go.
Real quick, Antonio Friso is the leading jockey at Santa Anita, 12 winners, followed by Hector Barrios, Humberto Rispoli, Juan Hernandez, Armando Ayuso. They beat, all got 10.
Wow.
As far as the trainers, Phil D'Amato's got 10 winners, and then you have Bob Baffert and Steve Knapp. They've got 7. So those are your leading jocks and trainers. And for you, Ralph, favorites winning at 35% so far at the meet.
Well, now that's better. You know, that 35% is okay. That's just about right where it should be. By the way, I understand that on your notes on the Linda report, as well as reminding everybody, by the way, on the Pimlico notes about the starting point at 6 furlongs at Pimlico, you made mention of that. And at Santa Anita, you have on your notes that they're looking to build a new movie studio on the grounds where Hollywood Park was.
Right. Stan Kroenke, who owns the LA Rams and is at SoFi Stadium, he's going to build a big movie studio there, multiple stages and whatnot, and mm-hmm. a multi-billion-dollar project. He's going to call it Hollywood Park Studios.
Yeah. Well, we've got stuff working out here. As you know, you might have seen the headlines here that we've got two big studios, Sony and another studio, and, of course, Mark Wahlberg, all part of that, that are building a huge studio complex for making movies, et cetera, here in Las Vegas and Summerlin. So we'll wait and see what happens there. Hey, thanks a lot, my man.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. Let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Sorry I came on a little late. So
okay,
I was having some computer problems.
All right. Why don't we do? We'll just get right to the business then. We'll go to Belmont at Aqueduct.
Okay, Doc. Well, you know, typically a little bit of rain in New York, and it took 2 races off the turf, one of which I had prepared for you, so I'm going to give an audible.
Okay.
Go to the 6th race, mile 3/16 on the turf. Grand Motion has 3 priests, who looks to me like just much better than these, particularly on a turf course that has some give in it. So I like the 7 as a win bet. It's 7-2. I'd maybe go down to 2-1, 5-2 here. So I like the 7 quite a bit under today's condition. I'll play the 7 over the 5 and 6 just a little bit because they're pricey horses, maybe reverse them a little bit. But the 7 in race number 6, that's a good win bet today.
All right, so the 7 over the 5 and the 6, and that's in the 6th race, which stays on the turf, I guess. This one stays on the turf.
Yeah, it stays on the turf.
Okay. 6th race, the 7 over 5-6 at Belmont at Aqueduct. And now we'll go to Santa Anita.
Hey, let's go to the 3rd race. Mm-hmm. And I have a tease for you after this.
Okay.
In the 3rd race, the 1-horse Step It Out really attracts my eye today. I think today he'll get the job done. There's a lot of little things going. A lot of little edges, getting the rail, Barrios, just all sorts of little stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the 1 in the 3rd race. That's going to be my win or win place bet. And play the 1 with the 2-4-6, reverse 2-4-6 over the 1. But the 1. In race number 3. And I hats off to Ann and the team for getting the play up there on the.
Yeah. Sean does a great job on that. That's for sure. We hate to put him right behind the 8 ball, but sometimes that happens. In any case,
yeah,
in the 3rd race today at Santa Anita, your play is the 1 over 2, 4, and 6, and reverse the 1 is the play. Don't forget, Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all at Belmont at Aqueduct, available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com.
All right, By the way, Ralph, I have a pop-out key in the 7th, just to go with your Scirocco play.
Okay, now I got to box 3 horses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
All right, go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.